podcast for Friday, February 25th. What we normally do is we follow what John Dorfman, money manager and syndicated columnist from Bloomberg, writes about. One of the topics that he has branched into in this week's column that he wrote is relative strength. And I spend a lot of time looking at relative strength. But first, what I want to do is address the current situation in the market. There's a lot of volatility in just the last few days with what's happening in the Middle East and what's happening with the price of oil. There's a lot of confusion. I'm getting a lot of questions, so I thought this would be a good opportunity to answer some of these things and just talk about what's going on in the market. You'll hear two prices talked about with oil. You'll hear West Texas Intermediate and the price of Brent crude oil. West Texas Intermediate sounds like an American type of theme, but understand that here on the East Coast of the United States, most of the oil that we get is not West Texas Intermediate. It's actually Brent crude. There are lots and lots of sources for oil that are located in the southwest area of the United States, but it's impossible to get it quickly from there to here. And so most of the oil that we use on the East Coast of the United States is actually Brent crude. You'll see that there are two different prices for Brent crude. At the present time, here in early 2011, the spread between West Texas Intermediate and Brent crude is normally $15. Yesterday, we saw West Texas Intermediate at $100 a share. We saw Brent crude at $115. It's not a hard and fast $15, but there is a difference between the two. There's also been a lot of discussion about what's going on in Libya. We need to keep things in perspective. Libya exports 1.5 or produces 1.5 million barrels of oil a day. Sounds like a lot. That is really not a lot in the big picture. In fact, I've seen reports in the last few days that the United States actually receives less than 200,000 of those barrels per day. In fact, one-third of Libya's exports go to Italy. And so there's a country that could really be hamstrung if Libya decides that they're not going to be exporting oil anytime soon. The comment that you'll hear on the news is that Libya does have a play, even though it's 2% of the world's output for oil, in the fact that the oil that's exported from Libya is of better quality than the oil you'll see from Saudi Arabia and other sources as well. But what does this have to do with the market, and what does this have to do with your account? Let's spend a little time talking about this. One of the charts and one of the themes that I use to help manage your money and make investment decisions is watching what percentage of charts are trading above their trend lines. We spend a lot of time talking about charts that break their overhead resistance line or break the support line underneath them. You need to understand that these support and resistance lines, the trend lines, are like brick walls. It's a very big deal when a stock or a chart breaks its support line going down. It's also a very big deal when a stock or a chart breaks its overhead resistance line, because now it's changed direction. It's instead of going in an upward trend, if a stock breaks its support line, it's now the trend overall will be down. Yes, there's going to be pockets of time where the stock does trade up, but the overall trend is down. And currently, here at the end of February of 2011, 82% of all stocks on the New York Stock Exchange are trading above their trend line. That's one of the highest readings that we've seen in the last few years. So 82% of all stocks are in a positive trend. What I've told most of you is that we do need a pullback. We may be seeing one right here with what's happening with the Middle East and with oil. But here's a very important point to remember. While we do need a pullback, when you've got 82% of all stocks trading in a positive trend, trading above that brick wall of support, the possibility of serious losses, big losses, don't really happen until most charts begin to break their support line. And with 82% of all stocks trading above that brick wall of support, It seems unlikely to me that we'll see some kind of massive sell-off like we did in 2008. Do we need a pullback? Absolutely. And we may be in the midst of one right now. Will we see a meltdown? It's unlikely, but it's not prudent to say it can't happen. So most stocks are extended. What happens with a pullback? And what I try to remind clients is a 3% pullback starts the same way as a 20% pullback. They all look the same. We don't really know how far a pullback will actually go. So while I keep saying we need a pullback, we don't actually buy as stocks are pulling back. What we do is we take action when things begin to reverse back up from the pullback. So what we want to keep in mind is that most charts went straight up in September, October, and even part of November. The typical chart pattern that I've seen is we had a three-box pullback into O's right around Thanksgiving time at the end of November. And then most charts reversed back up again in early December and continued through the month of December, which was very strong, through January, not as strong as December. February has been kind of flat. And now here at the end of February, we are starting to see many charts starting to reverse back into O's. So we're starting to see a pullback. We just don't know how far that's actually going to go. So let's circle back to this Dorfman column and talk about relative strength. I don't like to make a habit of criticizing other people in my industry, but I understand that Dorfman is a value manager, so he uses different measurements and a completely different approach when he's deciding what places he should invest your money in. But he seemed kind of flip in the sense that it's not his approach. He actually used the words that you slice the results into a list and presto. When folks use the word presto, that tells me they're not taking this as seriously as some others. So we understand it's not his approach. And he picked out some names that have different outcomes with relative strength. Some of the stocks that he mentioned this week are MetLife, PolyOne, Micron Technology, TriQuint Semiconductor. He also mentioned GT Solar and WT Offshore. But one of the stocks that he didn't mention that had a change in its relative strength this month is Target. That's a company that a lot of people are familiar with. The symbol is TGT. And at the beginning of February, remember when the market was still looking okay, Target gave a relative strength sell signal. So what does a relative strength sell signal mean? Is this something that we should act on? When a chart gives a relative strength sell signal, should we automatically sell it? Probably not. It's not that it's nothing either. Relative strength signals, meaning relative strength buy signals and relative strength sell signals, are long-term in nature. So what often happens is a stock or a chart gives a relative strength buy signal and the stock immediately goes down. A stock may give a relative strength sell signal and the stock goes up. In this case, the Target gave a relative strength sell signal and they came out with pretty good earnings just yesterday on the 24th. So it's not a trading indicator, but it's more of a long-term trend indicator. So you need more than just a relative strength sell signal to make a decision if you're going to buy or sell. But here's the thing with relative strength. When a stock gives a relative strength sell signal, it means that that stock is most likely going to lag the rest of its peer group and the rest of the market if the market's going up. So this may rise. If the whole market moves up, this stock Target may continue to go up, but it's going to lag the rest of the group. And likewise, with stocks with a relative strength sell signal, if the market starts to fall, stocks with relative strength sell signals are often hit pretty hard. So we look at Target in their trend chart, and it's still trading above trend. So we've had a relative strength sell signal. We've seen monthly momentum flip from positive to negative. The stock just gave a sell signal at $52. A support line is at $48. These are numbers that we need to watch. If the stock were to break its support line and be on a relative strength sell signal and have negative monthly momentum, these are all negative developments in a stock. And Target is a pretty widely held stock, and a lot of people really know what's going on. So that's certainly a name that we want to watch. We always caution our clients and our listeners not to make investment decisions without consulting your investment advisor first. Remember, it's got to be prudent, not just suitable, but it's got to be prudent for your personal situation. If you don't have an advisor, feel free to contact Mullooly Asset Management. You can reach us at 732-223-9000, or you can find us on the web at www.mullooly.net. That's mullooly.net. Thanks, and we will talk to you